So just be aware of what's happening within you. How do you feel? Just right now, how do you feel? Calm or agitated? Slightly sleepy or very sleepy? Just to be aware, not to interfere with it, not to transform it. But to feel it and to experience it. Relax in the body, relax in the mind. Relaxation of the mind just means not to have any project, not trying hard to do something, but just being aware to be with what is here now. If you want to get rid of something, if you want to accomplish something, then the mind becomes tense. Just discovering what's happening right now. Not to judge it, to evaluate it, only to experience it. Very rare that we check the way we feel before starting anything. Here we give all the attention, presence, just to be aware of that, fully respecting what we feel. What we feel in the body, what we feel in the mind. You can feel the heaviness of the body, the whole of the body, or the density, or lightness. Of being physically, corporally, existing in a concrete way that we can experience it immediately, directly. Just in our sitting position. You have chosen an area of the body like the abdomen, the chest, or whatever, so you may be aware, more specifically in this area, what it is that you are experiencing, how you are existing there. In a gentle way. Not just to recognize it, to be able to name it, but to taste it. let the sensation revealing themselves. Some people may be more aware of hearing my voice, hearing the cooler, but not stepping out of yourself, just being within yourself, being aware how something is being heard within yourself, without making effort. All the richness of the sounds. But if you have the groaning experience, bodily sensations, stay in touch with the bodily sensations. In a gentle way. Thoughts arising or memories, just be aware that they're happening now. Memory of another time is happening just now. Anticipation of another time is happening now. You can't step out of the present. So recognize memories, anticipation happening now. And then feel the body's presence. lost in memories or anticipation and thinking, analyzing, just be aware that what is manifesting now or what you are manifesting now is happening right here now, and then you can come to the body again to be in touch, feeling what's happening in the abdomen, chest, or in the whole of the body, letting the sensations revealing themselves. Just resting in the experience, without fighting. Get tired or frustrated, be aware if you try to experience something which is not here. It's always frustrating. So relax and be aware of what's happening now. What is present with bodily sensations, or the hearing experience. If you have been lost in memories or thoughts, so when you recognize that, then you connect again with what that which is most clear, bodily sensations, hearing, in a gentle way. It doesn't matter where you were before, that does not exist anymore. But right now, being in touch with what's happening right now. connect with the concrete aspect of your presence, feeling the density, heaviness of the body, and the whole of the body or in some area. Experiencing it, the way it does appear, in a relaxed way. Maybe feeling more precisely what's happening in the abdomen or in the chest, fluctuation of sensations. If there are pain in some area, so just be aware which type of sensation is painful. Is it burning? Is it heaviness? Just trying to be more in touch with the sensation. And of course, if it is too painful, then you may shift position. to feel the body's presence. You don't need to observe the body. Let the body experience itself. Sensations experiencing themselves. You don't connect with the body at a distance. Connecting is a way of speaking. It's just the experience of the body as sensations. Heaviness, lightness. Heat or cold. So let the body experience itself. It's a way of speaking. But to stop this way of observing at a distance. So in a relaxed way. Just how the body is experiencing the body. Just resting in the body's presence. Relax me. Even if it is in a smaller area like the abdomen or chest, that is fine. their thoughts or memory, they are not mistaken. It's just another type of experience that is also part of our nature. So don't see those as a mistake in the meditation. Recognize them, or their imagination, memories, another way of being here. A little bit more confusing. That's something that need to be negated. And then come to bodily sensations. Not to avoid memories, but just to connect with something or to be with something that is much more clear. There will be 45 minutes for walking or the group interview. But explore when moving around, when coming up to standing or walking. If you can let the intention be with the body. The intention is not outside, not separated. So in a sense that in the intention to move, it is the body's intention. If you make them separate, it's like you are always controlling the body, and there is a sense of separation, not a sense of unity. So not stepping out of yourself when you come up to standing, when you start to walk, not stepping out of yourself, but really resting within yourself, and the movement arising from this resting within yourself. The same with the intention. Let the intention rest within the body. Not that the intention throw you, push you outside. So in a gentle way, I'm expressing it this way, play with it. Maybe it's not the best way to express it, but not to be always in this pattern of stepping out of oneself to go where we are not. We are always where we are, and we can try whatever we want. There is no way out. We are where we are. And I think that's a good thing, because if we could be at two places at the same time, that would start to be very difficult. So only one place, and it's exactly where we are. So the movement is always happening where we are, not where we are going to. And that seems to be abstract, but expand that in the movement, in the movement. So letting the intention being within the body, the body's intention, not the mind intention to move the body. So to reinforce this separation between body and mind, they are together, working together, being experienced together. So explore that in the walking, in the movement, in the way you come up to standing, and in the way you go to the dining hall when you go there. Okay.